time for a Blues Report with Joey Vitale.
You automatically look 15% tougher if you have a beard.
Brought to you by The Electrical Connection.
Orange and green in the shape of carrots.
When you need quality electrical work for your home or business, visit electricalconnection.org.
This is silky smooth.
Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues! Let's go, Blues!
Time to talk to our guy Joe Vitale here on 101 ESPN. He joins us via the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line with Chris Ronchi and Anthony Stalter. BT off today. Joey, how you doing?
What's up, boys? What's up?
All right, so I hate to talk negative here, but the American Hockey League just voted to cancel the remainder of its 2019-20 season. Any fear from you that the hurdles that existed for the AHL will also be too much to overcome for the NHL?
No fear. No fear. Remember those old shirts, the no fear shirts?
Bumper stickers and things like that. Absolutely.
Hey, those were great shirts. I never forget one I had in grade school. It said, second place is the first loser. I wore that thing to death.
Yeah,
I mean, I had holes in it everywhere. Boy, I look good. Hey, I'm not worried.
You got a tattoo of that, too.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right on the back of my, just above my rear.
Yep,
hey, I'm not worried. I'm not worried, boys. Not one bit. Listen, this was something that was the inevitable. Everyone knew this coming, saw this coming. Listen, 98% or roughly, I would argue, is of money generated in the American Hockey League is just strictly through ticket sales and people in the building. Obviously, with everything going on with this virus and the ability not to put fans in the building anytime in the near future, this was the call that just had to be made. I don't think this is a beginning domino where we're going to see an effect, or this is like a precursor to what's inevitably going to happen to NHL. I don't see that way at all. NHL is very different in the sense they can still make money through TV ratings and things like that. So it is unfortunate. Some of my favorite years were in the American Hockey League, playing 3 games in 3 nights, 4 games in 5 nights, just going all week long, never stop. You're making peanuts, you're eating peanuts, and you're just one goal is to make it to the National Hockey League, and we're all in it together. It was some great days, but very sad for all the American Hockey League players that are going to be done for the year now.
From the time we spoke last on Tuesday of last week, do you feel like, based on anything you've heard or anything else, that progress has been made in getting closer to having some hockey this year?
I think so, Raj, for a couple reasons. Number one, the New York Post, printed a pretty interesting article, and they must have pretty good sources to obviously print it, but they were talking about having a 20 or 24 game just playoff format, just getting right in there. I like that, and I'm positive about that, because this whole regular season idea, it just seems so far-fetched, and it seemed like so much more work to have to get, all the teams together, even teams that are out of the playoffs. It's kind of seemed like a fairy tale to me. So the idea of just getting a select group of 20 teams or maybe a little bit more together just for a playoff format, that seems to be like, okay, we're getting right to it now. We're starting to prioritize what's most important, and we're going to get there. So that's number one. Number two, you look around the world, as you guys know, you're covering all the sports. You see what happened over the weekend with the UFC, first professional sporting event to happen last Saturday. That's a positive thing. You look at what's going on with European soccer. They're starting to put dates in play. Major League Baseball, as you guys were mentioning, already now the owners approving this plan. It's going to be handed over to the players now. So the wheels are in motion around the world for different sports. And, NHL, it's always been a sport that just kind of followed Major League Baseball, follow the NBA. We're never a sport that really took charge in that sense of making plans. So we always typically followed in the NBA's shadows a lot of these things. So seeing plans and dates being established for all these other sports, and actually seeing sports actually starting to take place, to me is a very positive sign for the NHL.
So on Thursday night, you can re-listen to the game that flipped the Western Conference Finals a year ago. It's all part of our Play Gloria, the Blues' run to the Stanley Cup Series. It's all brought to you by Mitsubishi Electric Cooling and Heating. Starts at 6 o'clock with pregame with Chris Kerber. I was going to say Chris
Kerber.
Ranji, you're at the top of my list now.
Thank you.
Chris Kerber and our guy who joins us right now, Joey Vitale. So what did you guys talk about in kind of previewing that Western Conference hand pass game and the things that, Joey, you remembered, like the biggest keys from that moment as you look back a year later?
Well, you know, that game was an interesting one for a lot of reasons. But, you know, in our Play Gloria segment, which we're airing these games, as you mentioned, it's fun to talk about the games and knowing the results. So it's kind of a pregame show, except we kind of have some insight of what already happened. So we're kind of almost some foreshadowing. So it is fun, obviously, looking back, but then explaining to listeners, hey, check this out or look for this. Or remember that, that'll come up later. So it's cool to have that insight. You know, the hand pass thing was an interesting game. And for a lot of fans who are curious, why are we playing a game that we lost? Because we've only played games where the Blues won last year in the postseason. This will be the only game that we will air on 101 ESPN if the Blues lost. And we're doing that because this game proved to be such a pivotal moment, not only in the Western Conference final, but I think in the entire rest of the run to the Stanley Cup. And what I mean by that was that it was such an unfortunate incident where four referees just missed a call. Human error completely happens. There's nothing the Blues could have done, but it was more about the response. Craig Berube didn't whine, didn't complain to the media. None of the players did either after the game. David Perron, Alex Pietrangelo kept saying things like, we're just focused on game number four. We're going to put this behind us. No one can get any negative comment from them. So that game really stood out as far as how much this team has grown together and how mature they were and how they just handled adversity so incredibly well. And, of course, coming back there in game four, there was no denying the St. Louis Blues. So just taking all that adversity and taking that unfortunate call and using it to their advantage is something that the Blues ended up carrying on to them, or with them, rather, in the Stanley Cup final against the Boston Bruins as well.
There were a handful of times in that entire run where I thought that was it. Like, that's the end of the season right there. Great run, boys, but there's no coming back from this. That was the worst one, though. That, to me, the hand pass, I thought for sure, because it is so emotionally difficult for a team to come back from a loss that was devastating emotionally. You know, mm-hmm. My first thought is like the Steve Bartman situation when the Cubs back then had, there's no chance they were coming back from that. Like, that was just... Mm-hmm. is so out of the ordinary, and the Cardinals coming back from the Denkinger call, like, that was just, there was no coming back from that, I felt. And I was positive there was no way they were coming back from this. And I remember our good friend Amy Markscores tweeting or saying something after the fact, like, these guys are going to come back and win this series now. Like, this is going to be the... And I thought, you are an insane person. There's no way this happens. And they did it. It's unbelievable they were able to come back from that.
Well, you mentioned the loss there, Ron. I mean, you mentioned it for the hand pass, but I think the Blues, talking to these players after this game, I think they were obviously frustrated with the non-call, but a lot of the players were also frustrated by the fact that they had plenty of moments in this game to win the game, and they just didn't do it. They had plenty of times where they just needed to put the hammer to the nail to the coffin, and they just didn't do it. You know, if you remember the game, you're down by two goals, you battle back, then you're down again in that game, you battle back again, and you end up getting a lead. David Perron, two goals there. I mean, they're off to a great comeback story. And then there's moments in that game where Braden Schenn's point-blank misses one on the back door. And you're going to see another play, I believe it was David Perron. The other, David Perron and Braden Schenn both missed backdoor opportunities to seal the deal and put the Blues up by two late in this game. They don't do it. Then the San Jose Sharks come back and they score a late goal. So you look at all the opportunities to win the game, they didn't do it. And even leading up to that equalizer the San Jose Sharks scored late in that game, there were two opportunities for the Blues to clear the puck. They did, but they were icing calls. So then you give the San Jose Sharks more offensive zone faceoff opportunities. So again, just mental errors, and they didn't execute properly. So they were more frustrated with that. I was like you for a little bit. I'm like, this could be tough. This could be a tough one to bounce back from. But as soon as I started talking to the players the next day at practice, they went from hockey players to just businessmen. I've never seen a transition quite like that. They almost like were robots, the way they just took on the personality of their head coach, and none of them were even talking about the play. All they kept talking about was, we're going to win this series, and we're going to be back, and we're going to be good to go. And sure enough, game four, there was just no denying them. And in the way the game started, which is another game we're going to play on our Play Glorious segment, the next one after this one is going to be game four. First shift, it's going to be Ivan Barbashev, Oscar Sundquist, and the Alexander Steen line. It's going to start. They're going to have three hits, bam, 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 right off the bat. And Ivan Barbashev, 35 seconds in, is going to respond perfectly with a goal. And I never forget Enterprise, that the energy in that building just, you thought the lid was going to blow in that place. And they never looked back to me in the series from that moment on.
Joey, we're really looking forward to it. We'll listen on Thursday and Friday, and we're excited to relive the moments alongside you and Kerber. Appreciate it, buddy. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, boys. Have a great week.
You as well. It's Joey Vitale here on 101 ESPN. And Ron, I mean, when you look back on that series, to highlight what Joey was talking about there, just the resolve and the grit that the Blues showcased top to bottom. Craig Berube walked into the locker room. We're moving on. That's it. The Sharks talked about the hand pass and the referees more than the Blues locker room. And that, to me, game one loss and then game three loss, that was the turning point. It's like, we don't care. We're going to beat your ass the next night. And they did.
It is not, to me, it is not hyperbolic to say that's one of the most resilient teams I've ever seen.
Agreed.
They just, the amount of times throughout the playoff run that I mentioned with Joey, not just the hand pass. I think the hand pass happens to be the greatest of all of the challenges throughout the run. But being able to overcome getting blown out several times, you know, having a couple of games against Boston where they just got truck rolled, you know, like stuff like that, you would think, okay, this team is not going to be able to come back from this. Or going up 2-0 against Winnipeg and blowing that lead, coming right back home and losing the next two, and then now you're in trouble. I mean, you would think that this team would have lost it multiple times throughout that run, but I have never seen a team in my lifetime, especially one that I rooted for, that was that resilient.
That's Chris Ronji, and he had himself a horrible take on Batman yesterday. You'll hear that. Was it his worst take, though? What's your worst take? 65780 is the Air Comfort Service text line. What's a take that you have that you know you get pushed back all the time on? We'll do that here in the Fast Lane next on 101 ESPN.